Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
And All Elite Wrestling is in town at Chaffetz Arena this weekend, and we've got a pay-per-view for All Elite. For the first time, we're going to have a local pay-per-view, and one of the rising stars in All Elite Wrestling, Swerve Strickland, kind enough to join us in studio here on 101 ESPN. Swerve, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me, y'all.
We're excited about having you here in St. Louis. It's going to be fun. Tell us about what's going to happen on Sunday night.
Sunday night is myself versus Samoa Joe, the AEW World Champion, for the AEW World Championship main event headline. The first African-American actually going for the championship on pay-per-view. And if I win, I'll be the first African-American World Champion in AEW's history. And I'm looking to make history and plant my name in history books of not just AEW, but all pro wrestling.
That's awesome. And it's going to be an exciting event. Almost sold out, I believe, just three sections left. So it's going to be a very exciting event. So let's just start here. Why do you believe that All Elite Wrestling offers, what does it offer that you can't get anywhere else for those who aren't familiar with it?
I feel like we're the future of pro wrestling. We've been like that for the last 5 years. And I feel like we've always had the most cutting edge talent, on top of just the fact that we got the most influx of international talent as well. You see, like, the women, the men from Japan, from Mexico, from Canada, from the UK, literally the absolute best in-ring talent from all these different countries. We have them, like, signed on as, like, exclusive talents here, but also able to, like, they're also able to go back to those countries and do their own thing, you know, but we can have them any time of the week, like, on our programs, whether it's Dynamite, whether it's Collision Rampage. You get to see that. And for me to be the world champion going after the world championship in the main event scene as like one of the main eventers, that's really high praise. And that's something I didn't think would ever happen in a million years. But it's like, wow, I'm like going to be one of the faces of the franchise. That's why the pay-per-view is called Dynasty on Sunday. And that's pretty much what we're building right now.
Who is your influences or who are your influences in wrestling?
It's always been like Adam Copeland, who's now signed on with us ever since August of last year. Adam Copeland, who's formerly known as Edge, I've been looking up to that man since I was like just starting to wrestle like 15 years ago. That's one of the guys I studied for 15, 20 years. And now he's like one of my good friends and like brothers on the same company, share the same locker room together. He's amazing. Rey Mysterio was a big influence on me as well.
So, Swerve, in addition to having this burgeoning wrestling career, by the way, you're going to win the title on Sunday,
course.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I just want to make ain't come out clear. Here for nothing.
Exactly.
I want to make that clear. But you've got a music career too, right?
Yes,
tell
sir.
Us what's going on with that.
Oh, man. Been doing music for about 4 years now. Put out three joint projects with my man Montese. We have three albums out there, Swerve City. And I just put out my solo album last May. And You Couldn't Be Me had Grammy features on there, Grammy winning features. I have like Benny the Butcher featured on there, Juice from Flatbush Zombies. You know, my man Flash Garments over here. We're working on a project right now, Motion Sickness. We just finished like five tracks in one day, making five songs in one day. So I just locked in the house and just like, recorded for a whole weekend and got the whole project done in a whole weekend. So that's coming out very, very soon. So be on the lookout on that. Single coming out probably right after the pay-per-view, I would say. I feel like we're dropping soon. This man's been like on the writing team with Kanye West, been doing music for so many different artists, like with like Chris Brown and Eric Bellinger. So that's my guy right here. And so we are locked in, and we're making a lot of moves coming this next couple months to a year.
And the music is incorporated, right? When you enter the ring,
yes.
We get whose house?
Yeah, yep, Swerve's house.
There we go.
So like, and if you look at the Titantron, that's our music video.
That's awesome. So this weekend, I have to ask you this. What is your signature move that fans can expect to see?
Oh, the Swerve Stomp, man. Like, if you were watching Dynamite this past week, you just saw me, like, do one single Swerve Stomp and take out, like, nine people at one time, which I don't think has ever been done. I mean, that might be a Guinness Book of World Records. Maybe we need to check on that. But so that's what I just pulled off this Wednesday. And I've hit Samoa Joe with it before in the triple threat at Revolution. But I think this one is actually going to be the one to take the championship from him coming the Sunday.
All right, our text line says, Samoa Joe is tough, one nasty dude. Not sure how he's going to win this match. You would say what to that?
Well, those are the same people that didn't think I could make it here in the first place. So
All right.
You don't want to be wrong twice.
Okay. And how did you get into wrestling? I mean, it's a unique path for all you guys to get to this level. How did you do it?
Honestly, I was in the military fresh out of high school.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. And I was doing my military drills, but then when I came back to Pennsylvania, I was just like, man, I want to actually like pursue something. If I have the military always to back me up, or if I fail or something, I want to actually take a shot at one of my dreams. So moved down from Pennsylvania to Richmond, Virginia. Lived on my mom's couch for like a good year. But that next day, I went to found a wrestling school, and that was in 2008. And it was just 25 minutes around the house and around the corner from the house. So I was just like, I'm going to try to pursue it. But my mom was always very supportive of the fact that she knew where I was. I wasn't out there doing anything wrong. As long as she knew where I was, she was okay with me doing anything. And it was a good thing that I was doing like something that was just going to take my life on a whole different path. And that's how I started.
So what branch of the military were you a part of?
Army Reserves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Were you a military brat?
Yep.
Okay, so you were bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, I was born in Tacoma, Washington, and 2 months later moved to Germany. And
awesome.
I was there until I was about 8 years old.
All right, now with your military service, you're my favorite guy. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
Swerve Strickland and All Elite Wrestling in town at Chaffetz Arena on Sunday night. The action at 6, the gates open at 5. And by the way, you can go to AEWTix.com for tickets, AEWTix.com. Now, you're also throwing out the first pitch at the Cardinal game tomorrow
night. Yes,
yes. Have you ever done this before, Swerve?
I have. I've done it at the Miami Marlins.
Okay, and how'd you do?
It wasn't over the plate, but it was like a little slightly off. It would have been a ball.
Okay.
But it made it to the plate. It made it.
Aim about 2 feet over the catcher's head.
And
so it's an old Cardinal pitching coach. The day that I was going to do it, I hadn't had any advice. I said, what do I do? He said, aim high and let it fly. So just aim 2 feet over the catcher's head and let it fly.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny because like when I did it last time, they were like, oh, yeah, we'll give you a couple like warm-up pitches. Mm-hmm. And they were like, they just call my name on the field. I'm like, where's my warm-ups? I didn't have any warm-ups. So I was just like, I had a cold shoulder. I'm just like, all right, let me. And you can't really warm up when you're like, they're filming you walking out to the mound to take the pitch. So I was like, all right, here we go. So, but it made it to the plate, made it over the plate too. So.
And there will be a lot more fans out there compared to what you're experiencing in Miami.
Yeah.
Any nerves going into it?
Maybe.
Just a little bit.
Maybe. We're going to do some practice throws tonight.
There we go.
just in case they don't give them to me in the morning.
Good. And if Samoa Joe was in the studio right now, what would you be telling him?
We'd probably be a fight right
now.
The last times I've seen him, we've thrown punches and he's bloodied me up.
Good.
But everything I would say to you guys, I've said to his face on national TV. Like, I'm going to take his championship from him. And don't feel bad for losing to someone who's going to make history.
There you go.
Your name. So
good.
That's all I got to say.
And by the way, Swerve, I wanted to bring this up. AEW is fronted by Tony Khan, the son of Shad Khan. Shad wanted to buy the St. Louis Rams and keep them here in St. Louis. If he would have gotten a hold of them, they never would have left. And those guys have real ties to the St. Louis area.
It's crazy because my favorite team was the St. Louis Rams.
Really?
Yeah,
greatest show on turf?
The greatest show on turf on 2000. Uh-huh. Yep. So. It's crazy. If he would have bought them, I don't think I would have met Tony Khan because I lived in Florida and now he's with Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's crazy how like those things line up. If this would have happened, who knows where I would be?
Right.
If that like little, you know, butterfly effect of things.
For somebody that's never been to the events, what's the atmosphere like? And why? Convince me why I should buy a ticket to this.
Well, you like parties, right?
Sure.
The audience feels like a party.
Okay.
While a wrestling event's going on.
All right.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's a more I would say mature atmosphere. I wouldn't say like too, it's not too explicit or anything like that, but it's a more mature atmosphere for like the teenagers to adults. It's like everybody's having a good time, having fun. They don't feel like their intelligence is insulted from what they're watching on the product. You feel like you're watching like athletes like going at it. You feel like you're watching like the Olympics of pro wrestling.
How's your body holding up after all these years?
Pretty bad, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you find your ways to like I still have bruised ribs from like 3-4 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's not easy.
No.
We're rooting for you to make history on Sunday night here in St. Louis.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.